It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hey, what a privilege to come into your home today and share with you some teaching from God's Word. I'm Keith Manley, and it's just good to have you on the program today. You know, I love Leviticus chapter 23. It's found in pages that get stuck together in the Old Testament, and we don't often read those pages. But you know what? It's very, very important because God gives Moses, as they're getting ready to come into the Promised Land, he speaks to them and gives them the holidays that Israel will celebrate. Seven of them that they will celebrate on an annual basis, and one will happen on a weekly basis. The seven feasts we commonly call the Feast of Israel, but really they're God's feasts, because he says in Leviticus 23, 1 and 2, he says, "The Lord spoke again to Moses, saying, speak to the sons of Israel, and say to them, the Lord's appointed times, which you shall proclaim as holy convocations, my appointed times are these." Now, God lays out his Sabbath days. One is a weekly Sabbath. It comes every seventh day, every Saturday. And then God lays out 7 days throughout the year that ultimately reveal God's redemption plan for mankind. It really is amazing. And to me, it's quite shocking that the church world basically has ignored these or missed them. What I deem to be some of the most important and revealing prophetic passages in all of the Bible. He calls them, in Hebrew, they're called Moed, the Lord's appointed times, his feasts, his appointed times. And he said in verse 2, "My appointed times are these," and he uses this word, Moed. They begin at sundown because God's calendar is different than our calendar. If you go back to the book of Genesis, it would say, "And the evening and the morning were the first day, and the evening and the morning was the second day." See, God begins his days with evening. We begin our days with morning and then evening, but not so with the Jewish people. Their day actually begins at sunset, and it begins the brand new day. In verse 3, he said, "There are 6 days when you may work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of rest, a day of sacred assembly. You are not to do any work wherever you live. It is a Sabbath to the Lord." Now, does this sound familiar? God is giving them a command here, and it's the same command over in Exodus chapter 20 in verse 8 when he told them to remember the Sabbath and keep it holy, or keep it sacred. God brings what previously was a commandment, and now he tells us this is going to be a dress rehearsal. They're holy convocations where all of Israel comes together to celebrate. What is this Sabbath of rest that happens every seventh day? Remember, it's the fourth commandment, to honor the Sabbath day, remember the seventh day, and keep it holy. Now, God gives us 7 days that we are to mark out on our calendar. And what's so interesting about these other 7 days, which are annual celebrations, is they are going to prophesy and speak about exact days with the first coming of Jesus, the coming of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, and Christ's second coming, his soon return to the earth to bring judgment to the world and redemption for his bride. But God first gives us a picture of the rest that God desires for all of his children to enter into through this covenant of grace. Remember, all these 8 holy days, 1 weekly Sabbath, 7 annual Sabbaths, they're all dress rehearsals for what we will encounter through the new covenant that we find in Christ. The first one, Yom Shabbat, the day of Sabbath or intermission or rest. Remember, God rested from all of his work on the seventh day, and so he ordered mankind that we must rest also. You see, friend, it's so easy to get caught up being religious where we try to work to please God. But now God is showing us a picture that in his Son, we have a rest. We can accept what Jesus did for us on the cross, and it gives us rest in God's salvation that comes through Christ. So God's first moed, his first appointed time, is every seventh day is a Sabbath. One of the most beautiful things I observed the very first time I went to Israel was to watch the Jews and how they observe Shabbat. It begins Friday night at sunset, and it goes for 24 hours until sunset on Saturday. And there's absolutely no work that can be done on the Sabbath days. The Jews do not drive their cars. They even unscrew the light bulb in the refrigerator on Friday afternoon, so when they open the fridge, they're not turning on a light. They take walks with the family to the synagogue and to the park. It truly is a day set aside to honor God and just enjoy his rest. You see, coming from our Western culture, this was so shocking for me to see. Remember, this day is a day of doing no work, and it was to be a picture showing us that there's nothing you can do to earn God's salvation. It is a gift of God whereby we rest as his children, knowing he has pardoned us for all of our sins. Now, you might be thinking today, well, Pastor Keith, why do we meet on Sundays as Christians and the Sabbath day? I thought you'd never ask. You see, this reason that we do this is the Roman Emperor Constantine, on March 7th, 321 AD, he changed the day of rest from Saturday to Sunday. Now, why did he do that? Well, God didn't tell him to do that. He just did it. And so we have followed that tradition ever since 321 AD. Others say, well, Christ rose on Sunday, and so the early church began to celebrate the Sabbath on Sunday. But there really is no record of this, it just because they met daily. There's one record in 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 2 where Paul said, on the first day of every week, each one of you should set aside a sum of money in keeping with his income, saving it up so that when I come, no collections will have to be made. But they met on a daily basis. So is this the Sabbath day on Sunday or is it Saturday? Well, Saturday is a Sabbath day. We can call Sunday the Lord's Day. We can call it our day of worship. But we still need to see that God blessed the seventh day and he made it holy, and it's called the Sabbath day. Now, here's a good word. In Colossians chapter 2 and verse 16, it says this, therefore, I always teach you when you see the word therefore, stop and see what it's there for. It's there for a reason, and God is going to teach you something important. Therefore, do not let anyone judge you by what you eat or drink, or with regard to a religious festival, a new moon celebration, or a Sabbath day. Did you hear that? These are a shadow of the things that were to come. The reality, however, is found in Christ. You see, friend, the Sabbath day is really a picture of Jesus. It's in Christ that I find rest from all of my works and trying to please God. And you're going to see something amazing this week on Fresh Oil, because each one of those 7 days, God gave Israel a picture of Messiah. Messiah who was to come 2,000 years ago in the spring feast, and Messiah who will one day return in the fall feast that we will discuss this week on Fresh Oil. Now, what is the fulfillment of the Sabbath, the new covenant, in the new covenant of grace? In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 9, it says this, there remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from his own work, just as God did from his. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one will fall by following their example of disobedience. See, the fulfillment of the Sabbath is this new covenant of grace. Man, I grew up in performance-based religion, trying to be good enough, always feeling that I would lose my salvation and I would get born again again and born again again and born again again. Just as God rested on the seventh day from all of his work in creation, you and I find a Sabbath rest in Christ through his grace. Does that mean we are to live a sloppy life and do whatever we please? No, not at all. It means God enables us through his grace to live out what he expects in our Christian life. Now let's continue with Leviticus 23 and look at the special Sabbaths this week that are to come after the Saturday Sabbath. Next in Leviticus 23, as God speaks to Moses about the Lord's appointed times, how it was to be a holy convocation, God lists the seven special holidays. Now, these three annual holidays are also called by the Jews High Holy Days, the Moedim, the appointed times of the Lord, and they are uniquely spread across the calendar year. For example, there are three feasts that are in the spring of the year. They are Passover, unleavened bread, and the Feast of First Fruits. These three feasts are going to be fulfilled by Jesus exactly to the day in his first coming. And then there's a feast that comes 50 days later at the end of the spring, the beginning of summer, and that is the Feast of Pentecost. And then there's going to be three more feasts left in the fall of the year, which is the Feast of Trumpets, which we call Rosh Hashanah, the Day of Atonement, and the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, friend, numbers are very important with God. He even has a book in the Bible called Numbers. But the number seven is God's number of completion and our perfection. So there are seven special Sabbaths. And those special Sabbaths are going to teach us an important lesson about the Messiah. You see, the Jews should have never missed are misunderstood when Christ came as their Messiah, because God had given them plenty of prophecy about Messiah coming. And even these holidays they would celebrate every single year, they would all give them even special dates, the date Jesus would die, the date as he would be buried in the ground, the very day that he would rise again. They would celebrate it every year and not even understand until later their eyes would be open. See, the spring speaks about Messiah's first coming. The summer speaks of the harvest in the church age. And then the fall speaks about Messiah's return. And I believe with all of my heart, friend, we are living in those days. I believe we're living in prophetic times when Jesus is going to come back to this earth and God's going to judge the world. Now, why did God give these appointed times, these Moedim, to the sons of Israel? Because he wanted them to literally go through a dress rehearsal of what Christ would later fulfill in his coming. Both his first coming, that they celebrated every spring, the summer where he would open the door for Jews and Gentiles alike to be a part of his church. That's when he sent the Holy Spirit to empower us and embolden us to share the gospel. And then the fall feast, which would celebrate his second coming. No doubt in my mind, as we share this week, when we come to the Feast of Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, when does the Bible say the Lord is coming? At the sounding of the last trumpet. Now, I so appreciate you listening, tuning in to the program today, and you might be saying, Pastor Keith, why are you teaching us something that is very Jewish? Because our foundations of our faith go back to Abraham and the Jewish people. And it's very important that we understand in the old, the new is contained, and in the new, the old is explained. I find it so interesting that God makes the statement in Exodus 23 that three times a year, all the males were required to come to Jerusalem. See, three of these feasts were mandatory. You had to go to Jerusalem and celebrate them. One of them was in the spring, the Feast of Passover. One was in the summer, the Feast of Pentecost. And if you remember, on the day of Pentecost, people from every nation were there to celebrate that feast as Christ would pour out his spirit and the church would be born on that day. And then there is that fall feast, the Feast of Tabernacles, where they dwell in these little booths and they live out in the yard. And that was to remind them of the day when Messiah would come back and he's going to dwell with us. And it even speaks of the millennium reign. I'm looking forward this week to sharing with you about the seven feasts of Israel. Walk in grace.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.